A flock of seeker birds had come, and in a whirlwind of buffeting feathers, they had shot through her body with the reckless precision of a seasoned hunter, piercing through her as though she were an ancient sandstone bridge. Now the screeching swarm bruised the sky above, but she was not ancient, and it was in the forever of an instant that she was hollowed out. The empty space that was her once hidden now cried with a howl of a wily wind trapped within a rocky cranny. A despairing whimper. Everything's gone. The greying ocean that stretched out before her broke the cry with its windswept voice. Gone, yes, but what lies beneath? She did not stir. The bitter south wind echoed the question in its raspy, sand-filled way. What lies beneath? Yet the woman upon the rocks remained motionless, save for the briefest flicker across her eyes. She was so numbed by the salt and the cold and the puncture wound that she was unable to speak. The waves in their anguish rushed upon the rocks with insistent fury, and the wind hollowed serpentine streaks through the heavy sky. The seeker birds whirled out of the clouds and descended upon her. For the third and final time, she was assailed by the same unbearable question. What lies beneath? The salt shell that bound her skin shattered into fault lines. She heard a small clunk as something inside the brittle space dislodged and fell to the rocks at her feet. The seeker birds left as abruptly as they had come, vanishing into the bleak skies beyond.